Time now for your comments. Recently, we aired a story about 20-somethings still living at home with their parents.
When I was younger, I always thought I'd be out of here by 21, 22, but it just doesn't work out that way.
We are a nation of wimps, writes Stephen Nabida of Dallas, Texas. Americans used to work through the hard times and make the best of it. That made us tough and prepared us for the future, he writes. Now we just spend our way through our problems and we become weak. What a shame.
Recent college graduate Kimberly Stagg of Tampa, Florida, defends her generation.
I was forced to move back in with my parents, not so I could save or spend more, but because I couldn't find a job that would cover basic expenses. I paid for college by myself, which caused a minor accumulation of credit card debt and a major accumulation of student loans.
And here's an addition to our story on how corporate lawyers handle government requests for private customer records. We cited a USA Today report saying Bell South gave customer calling data to the government without a subpoena. Bell South says we misrepresented its position on that subject. A spokesman says the company was never asked by any government agency for that information, that Bell South has not turned over any information that was not demanded by a subpoena, and that the company never authorized any third party with access to the data to give it to the government.
We also have some corrections this morning. In a report last week, we said that Senator Byron Dorgan serves the state of South Dakota. We were off by 180 degrees. He serves North Dakota. We also misstated the age of Senator Robert Byrd, who turns 89 this November.
Some listeners wrote in to correct an exchange between Chile's new president, Michelle Bachelet, and a student of the American middle school she once attended.
I wanted to know how you feel being the first woman president in all of the Americas.
With enormous responsibility, I would say.
Chile's president did not correct the student, nor did we. In fact, the first woman president of the Americas was Argentina's Isabel Perón, who took office in 1974. There have also been women presidents in Panama, Bolivia, Guyana, Ecuador, and Haiti.
We got a flood of comments in response to Jorge Ramos. He is the Spanish language news anchor who said there's no stopping the growth of Spanish in the U.S. Here's listener Sam Kamel of Washington, D.C.
I'm a first-generation son of an Egyptian father and French mother. I grew up speaking French at home and learning English at school. But I object to the notion that language in the U.S. is a simple matter of choice. Despite our many differences, only a common language has the power to provide for communication that fosters understanding, reconciliation, and peace. To leave such an important factor up to demographic ties is unwise and unsound. Vive la France, Allahu Akbar. But here's to English in the U.S. of A.
And here's to your feedback. If you'd like to reach us, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.